My God, you are a great God, an unquestionable ruler and creator of the universe, the mighty and powerful warrior, Eru Jeje, the consuming fire. Yet you are a loving Father and a compassionate God of love, God of covenant. Awima Yeun, Asoromatasi, Asoromaye Olufe Okonmi. You heard the outcry of your people in Egypt and remembered your covenant to Abraham. At the appointed time, you appeared to Moses in the burning bush. The fire was burning, but the bush was not consumed. You gave him an assignment that was bigger than him, of which Moses protested. Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀yin ni ò rọmọ níṣẹ́ fàyàkì, ò rọmọ níṣẹ́ bọ́mọ jíṣẹ́, fẹ́ni tó rọmọ níṣẹ́ sí, ò tí ọmọ lẹ́yìn kojú má tọmọ. Moses said, "Whom shall I say sent me?" You said, "Tell them, I am who I am, the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You said this is your name forever and your memorial to all generations. Lord, thank you for the revelation of your personal covenant relationship name, which you have given unto us to call upon you, but without misusing or taking it in vain." Exodus 27. "You are my Father who art in heaven, and I hallow your name." Psalm 145:18 says, "You are near to all those who call on you." So, standing on Hebrew 4:16, with confidence, I approach your throne of grace with awe and reverence to speak your name, which you have given unto us as a memorial to all generations. English translates your name to be "I am who I am." Yoruba says you are Eminiti Jemini, Jehovah. You are the one who was, who is, and needs to come, the self-existent and self-sufficient one. "I will be who I will be," the covenant keeper, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Awima Yeun, Asoromatasi, Asoromaye. I say, Yahweh, you are who you are.
Yahweh, Almighty God, to there is no defeat, there's always victory. Yahweh, you are the living God.
Yahweh, you are who you are. I will be whosoever I allow you to be in my life. So I declare with my own mouth that you are my banner, my shepherd, my healer, my righteousness, my provider, my peace, my shield, my defender, my helper, my healer, my light and my salvation, the strength of my life, my hiding place, my glory, the lift of my head, the one who picked me up from the miry clay, made me unstoppable, and set my feet upon the rock. You made me sure-footed as a deer to tread safely upon my high places. In short, Yahweh, you are my all in all.
You there is no defeat, there's always been.
Yahweh El Shaddai, you are the almighty, all-powerful, all-sufficient, majestic, great God. To Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you revealed and manifested yourself as El Shaddai, the blessed one that never runs dry. Abiamo Odiorun, Eko Figba Konloyuri, Jubo Mokpo Biyonri, Adani Magba Gbemi, Olu Kwesemi, Olu Gbejami, Olu Lanomi, Olu Wosomi, Olu Dandemi, Onipuore, Onikonga Agbongbe, you sustained and empowered the old and shriveled body of Sarah to conceive and deliver Isaac, even at old age, when she has lost all hope. You gave her something to laugh about. My God, the omnipotent, what can you not do? You are God who shows up and shows forth when there's no way out but a miracle. You are Yahweh Adonai, my Lord, my Master, my Maker, my Owner, the Owner of the heavens and the earth. What have I got to offer you? When Psalm 50 verse 7 to 13 says, "You own the sheep on the 1,000 hills and everything upon the face of the earth, including me and all my possessions, belongs to you." All I can offer is a sacrifice of praise, and with every fiber in me, I say thank you, Lord, for provision, healing, restoration, protection, and answered prayers. Especially at those times when it looked as if there was no way out, you came through for me and put a smile on my face. Afumi Mashiregu, Olorun Gbogbo Oro To Yomo Re Lofin, the silence of my accusers, the the calmer of my storms. I praise your holy name. Oba to dasho asiribo mi ti ko je kiji ati ojo aye gbe mi lo. You are Yahweh Jireh, God of providence. My God, the God of extraordinary intervention and divine arrangement, who puts me at the right place at the right time, with the right people doing the right thing at the appointed time. Agbonu eburu kemi nigba gbogbo. You foresee my needs even before they arise and make divine provision ahead of time, so that at the appointed time, your provision always meets the needs in my life unavoidably. Ari kin to wi, amo kin to fo. Ele ti du kara bi ajere ti oro ki fun. E se wo mi gba gogo. You are Yahweh Rofeka, the Lord my healer. Exodus 15:26. You said, I'm the Lord that healed thee. Oluwa Oluwo san mi. I receive your word of healing into every cell, organ, and system of my body, into my blood, my bone, my marrows, and ligaments. Thank you for physical, spiritual, emotional, relational, and financial healing, and for all manners of healing on every side.
Yahweh, you are the living God.
Eloi, when Hagar, Sarah's maid, was facing a desperate situation of life and death with her son Ishmael, she received mercy from you and said, I have seen the Lord who sees me. Arinuro ti olumoran kan mi, the compassionate Lord who sees me. You know my physical and spiritual needs, and you are familiar with all my fears, my doubts, my negative and positive emotions. You know them all. You know my thoughts even before they are formed in my mind. You say, before I speak, you will hear. While I'm yet speaking, you will answer. I thank you, Lord, for being my present help in times of trouble. Yahweh Nissi, you are the banner over me and all mine, my protector, my deliverer, the fighter of my battles. When the Israelites were confronted by the Amalekites, Moses lifted up his rod, signifying you as God over their nation Israel, and you gave them a landslide victory over their enemies. I lift up your name as a banner over my household, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. David confronted Goliath with this name, and you propelled a single stone to locate the boastful head of Goliath. Thus, you brought down the terrorists, Yahweh Gibore, the strong and mighty. Yahweh Gibore Mikama, the strong and mighty in battle. My shield, my buckler, my high tower. Any man you back up can never be defeated or put to shame. Ashoro Fejo Tasun. Obeja Keru Bonija Alagbada Inu Elewiji. Ajaguma Fiti Bonshe. Owo Kembere Bija. Oni, anything ba oja name, yo baja. The Lord is man of war. The Lord is his name. The battle belongs to you, Lord. Therefore, I exchange all my battles for your inexplainable peace. Yahweh Mikadesh, my sanctifier, you are the potter and the clay. Make and mold me into a vessel of honor, worthy for your use. You sanctified Mary Magdalene, who was caught in the act. An encounter with you changed Saul of Tarsus, a killer of Christians, to Paul, who was totally sold out to you. You forgave the thief on the cross and counted Rahab the harlot and Ruth the Moabite worthy to be among the genealogy of Jesus. Even the prodigal son received mercy. Who can you not use? Who can you not change? You are God and not a man. You who own the heart of men and turn it like rivers of water as he pleases you. Isaiah 55:8-9. Your thoughts are not our thoughts, and your ways are not our ways. You who use the foolish things to confound the wise. 1 Corinthians 1:26-28. So I ask you, Father, according to Matthew 7:7, manifest the power of this name in the life of those under the sound of my voice, yearning for a relationship with you, and use them for your glory according to your purpose. Because when you finish with Moses, he became a totally different man from the shy, insecure stammerer you appeared to in the burning bush. Mighty, unchangeable changer. Nobody had an encounter with you and ever remained the same again. Yahweh Rohi, Olushuagutomi, me, my shepherd, my protector, my provider, my comforter, my resting place. You anointed my head with oil, laid a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and filled me with the Holy Spirit to overflow. I am yours, O Lord, my leader. Lead and direct me according to your word. In Isaiah 42:16 and Psalm 25:4-5, Yahweh Sikenu, Lord of my righteousness, if you kept a record of sin, who could stand? all our righteousness as filthy rags, but you covered me with your righteousness through my faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you. For Romans 5, Romans 8, 1 to 4, and Isaiah 50, 8 to 9. Hallelujah. Lord, help me to forgive those who have sinned against me. Yahweh Shalom, my peace, my wholesomeness, my everything in every situation. With the heart of thanksgiving, I swore up my bodies for your peace, which exceeds all understanding. Deliver me and mine from all evils, and lead us not into temptation. Let your kingdom come, and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven in our lives. Yahweh Shama, you are the Lord that is there, the all-seeing, omniscient God. Abaragbogbo Kikioju, the omnipresent, ever-present God. You are here, you are there, you are everywhere. You fill the space and the universe, and you are so close to everything and so next to everyone. You are seated on your throne in heaven, yet your hands are seen at work everywhere. The highest heaven cannot contain you. You fill the heavens and the earth, no hiding place from your presence. Where can I go from your spirit? It dwells in me already. Where can I flee from your presence? Jonah tried, but could not run fast enough. If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take on the wings of the morning and dwell on the utmost part of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hide me. If I say, surely darkness shall follow me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, because the night shines as the day before you. The darkness and the light are both alike to you, O God of light, in whom there is no darkness at all. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and your right hand pleasures evermore. I am done with running, Lord. All I want to do is sit under your shadow, in the light of your presence, and seek your face all the days of my life. Amen.